Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little Stevie Ray bringing us back. The late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, having a great visit with our good friend Ed Abel. Ed is his website is skillpreneur.com, skill with two L's. And he's the founder of Abel Business Institute. We're talking about proposals. Ed, let's talk about delivering proposals. You know, in the old days, when I was coming up in the marketplace before computers, before email, when my technology was a ballpoint pen and carbon paper, maybe one out of 100 proposals you mailed, but mostly because they were on, you know, they were in California and you were in New York or something, and you just couldn't get there to see them. So you mailed a proposal, but almost every proposal that I ever gave, I delivered personally. And not only did I take it there, I only had one copy. And that meant I had to go around to the other side of the desk next to them and hold it in my hand and go over the proposal with them one page at a time. There were no PowerPoints either in those days.
When you said proposal, immediately I was like, oh, that's great. After I do a formal chat on the phone, I can shoot out a standard type proposal. And that's exactly, you know, the question. Mm-hmm. Do you email it? Do you overnight it? Sometimes I use overnight as opportunity because everyone opens up overnight.
I don't like proposals by email as much as I really like them on paper. I really like them to be able to open it up like a Christmas present and open it up and look at it and hold it in their hands. There's just something more substantial about that than now look. I don't, you know, full disclosure, I have emailed proposals before, but only if it really fit that circumstance. Mm-hmm. As much as possible, we have a binder, you know, we have like a comb binder kind of thing. Yep. Here, and so we have, you know, we have nice binding covers, and so we'll put it together and bind it up and overnight it to them. There's something that makes them feel like, whoa, they're serious about this. This guy's serious.
I like that idea. Totally like it.
But now sometimes you have to email them, don't you?
Well, yeah, but why email and not overnight?
Well, it's just, you know, maybe because, I mean, literally they've said I need this by Wednesday, or I told them I'd have it by Wednesday, and for whatever reason, didn't get there.
Right.
I didn't
okay.
get it done, and so I'd finish it up, or I wanted to, and I you know, send it over to them. Or maybe it's like you're already doing business with them, and this is like the next level, and so they're already, you know, they just want to find out what the deal is, and so you can shoot it over to them. Once you have a relationship, I think email works better.
Would you email it and then follow it up with an overnight, like even if it's going to be a day later?
I've done that. I tell you what I have done. I have sent them an overnighted proposal and then emailed it once I knew it had just been delivered. I emailed it at the same moment, because I knew they'd want to distribute the proposal. You know, they may want to send it to somebody in another city or something like that. But I have actually emailed it at the time that I knew the thing had been delivered by hand.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So they have two versions. That's when email works, is so they have a hard copy and an electronic version.
I like that.
Send them a PDF. Don't send them a Word file or anything else. Always send them a PDF so it can't be changed.
Correct. Yep, exactly. That much.
And so it doesn't fall out, so things don't get jumped. You know, sometimes electronics jump in, right? What else you got on proposals, about delivering proposals?
Well, I think it's important to just remember that you need to give options. And I'm a firm believer in, and don't forget, this evolves as your business evolves. I often say, hey, listen, if there's a line out the door and you're not as concerned about getting the deal, then you might give your one option, this is it, kind of take it or leave it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're in a growth stage or you're looking to expand your business and you really want that business, you've got to give people an option.
Yeah.
Try me once a week. Try me once a month.
Mm-hmm.
Versus, oh, I only work 4 hour minimum, you know, every week. Or you got to buy a
dozen. And folks, if you don't know what to give them a proposal on, you haven't asked them enough questions.
Oh, absolutely. That's a absolute.
And my last thought, Ed, is if you want to get more business, get more proposals. What do you think?
Jim, I'm committed to it. You gave me a real good nugget today.
Skillpreneur.com, right?
Check us out.
Skillpreneur.com. Ed Abel, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. Thanks, Ed, for being here. Quick break, folks. Don't go away. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.